the Yak Babies, sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Pine Needle Enemas for the fresh feeling that lasts. My name is Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Old Irish Nico.
Hello.
And of course we have Brick.
Hey, are the needles in the enema, or is it like distilled somehow?
It's an enema. Yeah, it's like an enema.
It's 100% pine needles. Yeah.
Oof. So you just like get an air compressor and just like shoot them up there.
God, yeah. We really got to work our way back up to the Casper mattresses.
Yeah. Remember those halcyon days when we were sponsored by books instead of shooting pine needles up your asshole with an air compressor?
Use promo code YAK for your first month free.
Yeah, we're really on the skids.
Month? How often are you supposed to do it?
It takes a long time.
It's a one and done for me. I don't know. I don't know about a monthly subscription package.
Well, it just stays there.
And they charge you for the whole month.
Yeah, you have to go once a week for a month and just constantly re-up it and just more needles every time. It's brutal.
Just like a couple of needles fell out of my ass. You got to jam some more up there.
Yeah.
All right. Start all the way over. Cool. Quality great, sponsor.
Great start. Yep. Merry Christmas.
Well, that is why they sponsored this, because this is a holiday season and your personal pals are here to talk to you about Christmas and holiday movies and such. Favorite ones that are our least favorites, as a sort of similar kind of time of the year where you end up watching a lot of those in various configurations with family and friends and so forth. What other Christmas movies or holiday movies that, I don't know, it's a gross thing to say here, tickle your holly or something, or pine needle enema your butthole.
So are we talking just about movies or what about Christmas specials and stuff? Maybe that's a
separate episode. Yeah, that too. Like sort of Christmas entertainment.
That counts. Overall, so. Yeah. I would say, like, what do you go back to? Like, what do you watch year after year, or at least regularly?
My family has always watched Christmas Story and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation every year. That's been a long
week.
Well, that's the best one, though, right?
Which one?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I like it a lot. I think consensus seems to be coming around that that's pretty much the best Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Christmas Story. National Lampoon?
Yeah. I don't like Christmas Story, actually, so we can talk about that.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yeah.
What about you, Nico?
I don't watch either of those. I don't know. I would say the one that me and my wife probably watch the most often is Love Actually, but we're taking a break for a while because I can't watch the same movie every year. I just get sick of it.
Yeah, I'm reaching a bit of that point with my family where it's like, I do like watching those movies, but I'm kind of like, well, I do know them pretty well by now, and it's not quite as fun. Brick, what about you?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is probably my favorite. Okay. Of the more traditional ones, you know, I like the Muppet Christmas Carol, actually.
Sure.
I mean, the Christmas Carol, the old one with, like, Albert Finney's pretty good, too. But the Muppet Christmas Carol's pretty great. And then a newer one that I think is really good is Elf. It's not that new. Oh. I mean, it's 15 years, but...
Right, yeah.
That movie's pretty funny. And
That's a classic.
It's a good one. Yeah, I think it's kind of...
Modern classic.
Become a classic.
Never actually seen Elf.
What?
Really? It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, one of Will Ferrell's best movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's on often enough. I should have caught it by now, but for some reason I've never just like sat down and like sat through the whole thing.
It was actually playing at the theater here in Sligo. They're playing like Christmas movies like one a day. So then the other one that they're playing next week is Home Alone. How do you guys feel about Home Alone?
I do like Home Alone, but as a kid, I didn't think it was a Christmas movie. I thought it was just like, I watched Home Alone like year round.
Yeah, but it's definitely got the Christmas.
It's definitely a Christmas movie.
It's got the Christmas bookend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like got Christmas music playing the whole time, and like the theme is all like family's great, and
right.
Even though you hate them. I don't love Home Alone. I liked it when I was a kid because of the traps.
Sure.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, that made it awesome. I actually just watched it a couple weeks ago. I was playing it when we were in the hotel room. And the traps part is still awesome, but the rest of that movie kind of isn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, right. It's kind of like an hour that is kind of boring, and then there's a pretty good half hour, and then it's over.
And plus, like, yeah, I think as an adult, you can watch it maybe once a decade or so.
Yeah,
like,
this is probably the first time I watched it in 10 years. So.
Yeah, any more than that, I feel like it's too much.
Yeah.
Love Actually, I like a lot, but it's one of those with like, you know, there's multiple stories, and like we watched it probably 4 or 5 years in a row, And then by the end of it, you know, like, I absolutely hated a couple of the stories and really liked a couple. And then, like, so it's really, it's a tough movie to watch because, like, I definitely hate at least a third of it.
Even this is though I Love really Actually. Like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's definitely worth watching. But it's, yeah, it's a weird one to watch year after year.
Yeah, I've also never seen it.
Really?
Isn't that like a Hugh Grant movie?
Yeah, Hugh Grant is the Prime Minister.
It's like a kind of like an omnibus movie, right? It's like four or five different storylines.
It's, what do you say, a mom movie?
Sounds like a mom movie.
No, it's that, I mean, it's like, it's a romantic movie, you know? It's like everybody's falling in love. And everybody kind of like realizes who they're in love with. And there's at least four, maybe six or seven storylines. And they kind of lightly intersect, but are mostly separate. But it's really good. And it's on Netflix, so you don't really have an excuse.
What do you all think of It's a Wonderful Life?
I didn't really appreciate it till I was an adult.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it was boring as hell when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's long. It's surprisingly long.
It's one of those ones where, like, people tell you it's supposed to be great, so then you're like, this isn't great, fuck off. But then you kind of come back to it without some of the baggage, and you're like, oh, this is a really good movie.
Yeah.
Who's the main actor?
Jimmy Stewart,
okay.
I think it's a movie that also, like, rewards, or not rewards, but, like, it kind of depends on you being a bit older, too. Like, I don't think as a kid it really resonates, because you're just like, Christmas is about presents and fun, and when you get older, then you kind of start to see the resonance of that story.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've ever properly seen it.
Really?
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think definitely. I've seen probably bits and pieces on TV, but never actually like sat down and watched it.
It's pretty dark, especially for how old it is.
Yeah, it gets pretty upsetting for the middle portion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those movies, I think, where kind of similar to Casablanca or Citizen Kane, where you can kind of like put it together just through like pop culture references. But then when you actually watch it, you're like, oh, it's a whole thing and it has a whole story and the characters are different.
And it's probably like way better. Like Casablanca surprised me when I finally watched it because I was expecting it to be so kind of, I don't know, boring or cliched. But that's a great movie. I didn't really like Citizen Kane as much, but Casablanca is like the full package. Like it's funny, it's light, it's fast, it's like, you know, it's like 87 minutes or whatever, and it's like tightly plotted.
Yeah, acting is great. Like it has like a really like compelling sort of like central tension. It's a great movie all around.
Classic like old Hollywood movie where it's just like, you know, entertainment is the main goal, but it's actually like pretty good.
Christmas movie that I just watched for the first time last year, kind of in that classic vein that I'd heard about but never seen before, is The Shop Around the Corner, which is another Jimmy Stewart movie. It's Ernst Lubitsch. And it's a, if you've seen the movie You've Got Mail, that's a remake of Shop Around the Corner. It's like Jimmy Stewart plays a shop clerk who, like, one of his coworkers, they have kind of like a sparring relationship with. They don't like each other, and they're kind of making catty comments with each other, but then they're also secretly, unknowns to the other person, like sending love letters to each other, like anonymous sort of like classified kind of letters, basically. And it's a nice, like, kind of light comedy, romantic comedy, but really, really good, and kind of has that department store Christmas feel to it. I really liked it, and definitely worth watching if you have or in the kind of mood for that kind of classic Hollywood Christmas movie.
So there's a lot of Christmas movies that I don't think are very good, but I like watching. I think sometimes it's more the mood of it than the actual thing, you know, like the Rudolph movie, Frosty the Snowman, like all those kind of like, you know, like the 60s and 70s kids movies, like they're pretty cheesy and they're kind of dated. There's something kitschy about them that's really nice, particularly just to kind of have on in the background or whatever. And I actually lump Christmas Story into that category, where I don't actually like the movie that much, but there's something comforting about having it on.
Yeah, the familiarity of it.
Yeah.
I actually do think that, especially the Rudolph special, is well made. Like,
the Rankin and Bass. Yeah, it's cool. It's just, it's not like a, I never really want to watch it. I just kind of appreciate it when it's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So what do you guys think about all of the Netflix Christmas movies that are, have you
or like the Hallmark Channel?
Gotten like whirlpooled into that fucking sinkhole?
No.
I don't think I've watched a single one, no.
No.
My wife and I have been watching Christmas movies for a few weeks, and we'll kind of gravitate toward those Netflix movies because it's like, you know, whatever, you're just gonna, you know, have some drinks and eat popcorn and, you know, it kind of feels like Christmas. So as long as it's like, you know, if it's new and it's relatively, I don't know, like relatively okay, you know, like kind of like Brick, you were saying, like relatively well made, but not, maybe not the greatest thing, you know, maybe watch it once and then go on to the next one. But some of the ones that Netflix are cranking out now are so fucking terrible that it's like, it's really, it started to like ruin it for us. Like, so we watched one called the A Night Before Christmas. Okay. Night, K-N-I, G-H-T, like, clever. So it's literally about a medieval knight in shining armor who gets transported into like New York and starts dating fucking Victoria Justice or whoever it is. I can't remember who the actress is, but she's in like half of the Netflix movies. Vanessa Hudgens, I think. And it was so bad. It was like, I don't understand how you can make a movie that bad. Like, it was, it's like they were trying.
They make them super fast, and it's the same as those Hallmark movies where people love them, but they don't, you know, it's like chewing gum.
Well, I don't know if people love them. I think maybe people watch them.
That's what I mean.
But like, I don't think anybody loves them.
No, it's like this whole little cottage. People don't love them for their filmic qualities. They just kind of love the idea of them, you know?
But I can totally understand that, like, just having a new kind of Christmas-themed movie on, you know, like,
but, I mean, fine. They're all terrible. My parents play them sometimes when we go home. It's just like, ugh. It's like someone comes back to the hometown, and then, you know, maybe there's a love interest, and then, oh, now, you know, the family business is threatened. And
the thing is, like, it's so easy to make one of those that is watchable. You know, like, not necessarily good, but watchable. You know, like, all you have to do is, like, you know, have a little bit of chemistry between the romantic interests, like have a few half decent jokes, have a decent like it's not difficult to do. And then like this Night Before Christmas movie failed on every single level. Like, it was just clear, like every time they would kind of like, it's like, oh, he's supposed to be like falling or he's supposed to like be showing his fucking virtue or whatever. And it was like, but I just don't buy that, like, you know, the way he cuts down a tree is gonna make him more attractive to her, you know? It's like,
yeah, but I mean, so those are just
stupid.
They're just so dumb. It's like, you know, it's like reviewing pretzels for how salty they are. It's like, well, you know, they're still pretzels. It's like,
yeah, I think it's going beyond that. I don't know. Maybe I didn't watch enough of those Hallmark movies, but
they're
but
not, like, I mean, just, they're just not, I don't think there's any expectation they're going to be good, you know? They're just,
well, there, no, I don't have any expectation, but there's a difference between like, so we've watched those kind of shitty Netflix Christmas movies for a few years now, and they have their own Netflix Christmas extended universe. That's pretty funny. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but it's called like Aldovia, I think. And it's what? Like, there's a, like, one of the first ones was like the princesses of Aldovia, like, goes to a fucking,
I remember those because those are the ones that blew up.
Yeah, and that one was fine. You know, like that's what you would expect. You know, like it's fine. You know, it's like it's like a twin. Like, she finds somebody who looks exactly like her, and they switch places, and it's like, great, tried and true. You know, classic premise, and then their bits were just good enough to not be terrible, but they've really just fallen off. I don't know. But then on the other hand, there's a movie on Netflix called Klaus. Have you guys seen that?
Uh-uh.
So that's an animated movie that's like apparently hand animated, and it's great. It's
supposed to be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I mean, for one of those Netflix movies, it's definitely the only one of those Netflix movies that I would ever consider watching again.
Hmm.
But I wonder if maybe that's kind of the reward you get for for having to suffer through all, you know, the existence of all these shitty Hallmark movies, because Netflix is evidently taking over for Hallmark.
You're being punished by having to watch these things that are voluntary.
Yeah, I can't. They sound awful.
Well, I mean, not just for them existing, you know?
We haven't mentioned The Grinch or Charlie Brown yet, which I feel like
you have
to mention both of them, because they're...
Which Grinch?
Prime. Grinch Prime.
The good one. Yeah, those live action Seuss movies are awful.
There's the Jim Carrey Grinch, and then there was the Benedict Cumberbatch animated Grinch from like 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year or something like that. So there's like they're like really I doubling down on Grinch.
However, that cartoon of Green Eggs and Ham is pretty good. So maybe the Benedict Cumberbatch one is. I don't know. But the live action ones are awful. The Mike Myers and Jim Carrey, like Dr. Seuss movies. Whew. No, but the regular Grinch is one, very good, and two, seems like required watching every year, right?
I don't yeah. know. No, I feel the same way. And I feel the same way about Charlie Brown, too. I really love the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yeah, me too.
And it's as much for the story as for just the music. I just like the Vince Guaraldi jazz score.
The Charlie Brown like Christmas album is the only Christmas music I can tolerate.
Really?
I mean, I'll tolerate. I shouldn't say that. But, like, I will actually put that on when I'm, like, wrapping presents or whatever.
Yeah.
And I definitely won't put on, you know, Jingle Bell Rock or whatever. Like, I won't do just a mix of Christmas music, but I'll play the Charlie Brown music. I really enjoy it.
It's great. But I am also a fan of the Christmas music, too. Along those same lines, one Christmas entertainment option that I think is a mandatory for me, too, is the Fruity Pebbles commercial with Fred and Barney, where Barney dresses up like Santa and then sings that song, "Ho, ho, ho, I'm ho, ho, hungry."
What?
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, it's like from like the late 80s maybe, and it never has left TV, and it's, if I don't see it in the season, I feel very sad. It's like a weird artifact of childhood that I have to have. That and also the Campbell's Soup ad where the kid comes in from the snow as a snowman and then drinks the Campbell's Soup and melts into a kid, that one too. I just like the idea that like, these are old commercials that still get aired because they're so like tenacious. That's really, I like that.
I think we should do maybe next Christmas, a separate one just about Christmas episodes of TV shows and stuff, because we can talk about that for a long time.
Yeah, totally.
So
how would you rank in general holiday episodes of TV shows? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
Halloween's
Easter,
number one.
I don't know.
Christmas is probably number two, and then everything else is after that. Thanksgiving ones can be okay, but Halloween episodes are the best.
I tend to agree with that, yeah. Valentine's probably comes in last for me, although I did really enjoy the Valentine's Chipmunk special and the Valentine's Smurf special.
Oh, man, Toy Tinkers. Remember that with the Chipmunks? Oh, that wasn't the Chipmunks. That was Chip and Dale. But that was a good...
Toy Tinkers, no.
It was like an
that
old...
That was Chip and Dale?
Chip and Dale, the Chipmunks. It was an old Disney short where they fuck with Donald's toys. So they're like fighting Donald, but they're like in the toy tanks and stuff. That was a good one.
Huh. I feel like there's a really weird old cartoon Christmas is like old squirrels, like an old squirrel talking to like baby squirrels about World War I. Have you ever seen this?
What? No.
He's like telling them about having fought in World War I, and it's this really like shocking and like upsetting cartoon that like, depicts like the horrors of trench warfare. I think it was at Christmas.
I want to see this.
I'll try and find it and send it to you. It definitely like fucked me up as a kid.
Depressing talking animals wheelhouse.
Yeah, totally. But it's like also kind of like genteel. Like it's like a nice old grandpa squirrel who's like, yeah, I mustard gas people, whatever.
Do the English squirrels come out and have like Christmas dinner with the German squirrels?
Yeah.
in between the trenches?
And they played squirrel soccer. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good message for the kids.
Yeah, of course.
Are there any, like, do you guys have any sort of weird personal Christmas movie watching things that aren't necessarily... I know there's a lot of people that like always watch Die Hard or Gremlins because they're like tangentially Christmas. Do you have any personal ones?
Just porno.
Yeah, just Santa
porn. Porno. Yeah.
Not even Santa, just any whatever would have been to
just him. Normal porn. That's my Christmas tradition. Just like crank every other Wednesday.
Start a fire and just sit in the dead and just crank off for a couple hours.
Right.
Like December and like early January is like the only time of year I watch cooking shows.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What kind of cooking shows?
Like the Great Bake Off or
yeah.
Is it Great British because Bake you're Off. Cooking, or is it because that's just like a thing that kind of families do together?
I don't know. It just maybe it's because that's the time that I get the most vacations, just because of my career path, so that I just sit around and start watching TV. That's it. I don't know, but I'll watch those shows. Or my favorite now is Nailed It on Netflix. That show's funny.
Love Nailed It. Nailed It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah.
Like, they came out this summer, and I was like, nope, I'm saving that for December, so now I'm watching them. So.
Yeah. British Bake Off is good, I think, for, like, a serious cooking show. Like, that's because it's wholesome.
That shit is wholesome. Yeah, that, I mean that one's. I don't like the ones that are like, you know, too frenetic.
Yeah, it's like you have a bunch of like home cooks, like nobody needs to be taking this seriously.
I guess one thing that's become a tradition for me, or not tradition, but just like a thing that sort of happened in recent years, especially, is when the semester ends and I turn my grading in finally, I've got a backlog of comics that I've been buying weekly but haven't had a chance to sit down and read. And I sort of spend the first couple of days of winter break just like plowing through comics and catching up and enjoying that. I'm sort of looking, I'm going to start that tomorrow, which is nice. So yeah, kind of like comic catch-up cavalcade.
If you just, yeah, and you spell all those words with K's, right?
Of course. As always. I am going to see The Apartment tomorrow at Coolidge Corner Theater, and that's a movie that's not really a Christmas movie, but it has Christmas in the background. Like, the plot isn't tied to Christmas, but they have a Christmas party, and it takes place like from the span of Christmas to New Year's. So it does have that kind of feel, which is nice. And I just love that movie, too. So it's nice to sort of have those things.
In my head, for about 30 seconds, you were talking about Joe's apartment with the cockroaches.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Sorry.
So real quick, what do you guys think about Die Hard and like Lethal Weapon being Christmas movies?
Yeah, I mean, that's
yes, fine. Yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, they take place at Christmas, so sure.
Me too. What's the controversy about?
It's not real.
Like, who's going in on, like, no, they're not Christmas movies? Like, for one thing, I don't care. But for another thing, like, yeah, if they take place at Christmas, they're a fucking Christmas movie.
I'm sure there was some, like, initial person being like, no, Christmas would have to be about like families and love, but like, yeah, I think we're well past that by now. Gremlins is, I think, is the underrated of those, you know, is this a Christmas movie or not movies, because it's such a good movie.
It's also thematically a Christmas movie. It just is also not the normal sort of style, you know.
Yeah, it's just like a really fun one.
Yeah, it's not just like it takes place on Christmas, but I mean, it's pretty baked into the
right. Do you guys like Gremlins 2?
Do I like
Gremlins 2, the new batch?
It's not as good as the first one. It's not terrible.
Oh, man. I think it's maybe better.
Oh, no. No way.
I love Gremlins 2.
They lean too hard into the silly for me. I still like it. It's not a bad movie. And this is the reason we got PG-13, so.
Oh, really? I thought it was
Gremlins 2.
Last Crusade.
MCAA history?
Pretty sure it was Gremlins 2, because maybe that was the last one that wasn't PG-13. Maybe that was it. Maybe so. Somehow Gremlins 2 played into the need for PG-13 to happen.
So I haven't seen Gremlins either. What would you guys recommend?
You haven't seen Gremlins?
I've seen it back in the day. Yeah. But okay, Gremlins, and then what was the National Lampoon, and what's the Jimmy Stewart one?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah,
those are all required watching, Nico. You have to watch
them. But which one is the most required?
It's a Wonderful Life.
What's the scale on good movie or most essential for Christmas?
Your choice, dealer's choice.
Either way, It's a Wonderful Life is probably first, even though it's not my favorite, and then National Lampoon's and then Gremlins.
Yeah, I would say It's a Wonderful Life for sure is the top of that list. That's the most, you get the most out of that, I think. It's such a great movie.
What about, which one should I watch half-assed while I'm baking some fucking bullshit saw on British Bake Off and fucking it up inevitably?
Gremlins
first. All right.
Yeah, if you've already seen it once, you'll get the. It's not hard to follow. National Lampoon's, you kind of need to like get the rhythms of the jokes, but it's also, you kind of watch that and rep presence at the same time too.
Right.
It's a Wonderful Life.
You'll get there with National Lampoon's, but the first couple of times you got to watch it so you can actually. And then it becomes one of those movies where you can turn it on, you can watch any 15-minute chunk of it, and it's funny.
Yeah.
But and there are the first jokes. Time, you got to actually be maybe a little drunk and then also pay attention. Sure.
Achieve that balance. Get a little drunk, but do pay attention.
And that's probably true of just about any Chevy Chase movie.
Yeah. It's been a constant challenge in my life.
Not drunk enough, but not paying attention.
But Nico, you really like Fletch, right?
Yeah, I like Fletch. Yeah, I like the books more, but yeah.
Those are his two best movies. So, I
okay. Believe.
Christmas Vacation's the best of the National Lampoon's movies, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's really good. And then I'm going to watch Elf.
Yeah, Elf is good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elf's a good one.
Yeah, that seems like I should.
And you guys should both watch Klaus, because it's on Netflix and it's.
That reminds me of that there was that comic from a couple of years ago, that Grant Morrison comic called Klaus, that was like Santa's origin story, where he like gets high. Is it based on that comic?
What happens in that comic?
He's kicked out of a village that's taken over by like an evil king, and then he gets high in the woods and learns how to make toys.
It's not far off.
Okay, interesting. He has like a white dog that's like his companion.
It's not. So the main character is a postmaster's kid, and he gets, he's like kind of a weird, like weedy little kid, and he gets basically exiled because he's fucking around too much, and so he gets exiled to what's the equivalent of the North Pole, and he's supposed to start a post office there, but he has a quota of like 6,000 letters a year. So the way that he does that is by telling the kids that that if they send a letter to Santa Claus, they'll get a toy. But it's good.
Yeah, I'll go to the shop.
Definitely, I would say it's the best. I mean, when's the last time like a good Christmas movie has come out that you would want to watch again? Like,
Elf.
Yeah, probably Elf, right? Like, what was that, 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So listeners, tell us about your holiday viewing schedule. What do you like, don't like? What is your sort of rare or kind of weird traditions that you sort of fall into when you consume media during the holidays?
Your porn watching habits.
Yeah, which ones Christmas. Are, what scenes are really good? Give us the timestamps. We can find those easily. You can
specific URLs.
Yeah, exactly.
And timestamps. I'm not going to sit around and fucking fast forward through your shitty ass porno movie. I need to know where the good stuff is.
Yeah, I want highlights. I want clips. I don't want to watch through the whole thing. So that's we're on Twitter at YakBabies, and then you can email us at yakbabiespodcast@gmail.com. It's been a while, and we don't have a phone number, but you can call us at 1-800-YAK. That's it for this podcast. YakBabies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to send an extra thank you to everyone who listens regularly, and especially to those who have supported on Patreon, past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, and William Howard Taft.